It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we're studying about how Solomon's kingdom was rent asunder when Rehoboam, Solomon's son, played the fool and spoke roughly to the people of Israel at a time when he could have shown kindness and won their hearts forever. And so we're going to resume this study in just a moment about how the people rebelled against Rehoboam, looking at 1 Kings chapter 12 and in verse 16. So you might want to turn to your Bibles there. While you're doing that, I'll remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're looking at an old Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of April the 6th, 1924. And this is the part about the time the people rebelled against Rehoboam. Let me read to you 1 Kings chapter 12 and verse 16. It says, "When all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered the king, saying, What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Now to see thine own house, David." So Israel departed unto their tents. The people were determined on the course they would pursue. And as soon as they saw that Rehoboam would not grant their most reasonable request, they gave the signal for the revolt. "What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse." Rehoboam was David's grandson and a descendant of Jesse. David was first made king in Judah in 2 Samuel 2, verses 1 through 4. And Ish-bosheth, Saul's son, was made king over all Israel in 2 Samuel 2, verses 8 through 11. After 7 years and 6 months, David was made king over all Israel and all Judah, 2 Samuel 5, verses 1 through 5, and he made Jerusalem the seat of government. There existed all along in the 10 tribes this feeling against Judah, which was frequently manifested. Benjamin was embraced in the kingdom of Judah. And so they said, "To your tents, O Israel." This meant for them to leave Rehoboam as their king, and to go home, and to prepare for the consequences. In our own language, it means to arms. "Now see to thine own house, David." This means that Judah was all that was left to Rehoboam, and he must prepare to take care of that. So Israel departed to their tents. They went home and began to prepare to care for themselves. And so we read in 1 Kings chapter 12 and verse 17, "But as for the children of Israel that dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them." That's according to the promise of God for David's sake and for Jerusalem's sake, that David might always have a lamb before Jehovah. In 1 Kings chapter 11 and verse 13, we read where God said, "I will not rend away all the kingdom, but I will give one tribe to thy son for David my servant's sake and for Jerusalem's sake, which I have chosen." And 1 Kings 11 and verse 36, "Unto his son will I give one tribe, that David my servant may have a lamp always before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen to put my name there." The 2 tribes, Judah and Benjamin, remained with Rehoboam. 1 Kings chapter 12 and verse 21, When Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin, 84,000 chosen men that were warriors to fight against the house of Israel, to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. And in 1 Kings 11 and verse 35, I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand and give it even unto thee, the 10 tribes. So as this verse states, Rehoboam reigned over the inhabitants of the cities of Judah. Now 1 Kings chapter 12 and in verse 18. Then Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the men subject to task work, and all Israel stoned him to death with stones. And King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot and to flee to Jerusalem. Since Adoram was over so many workmen, Rehoboam naturally supposed he could have some influence over them, and he sent him to them. But they stoned him to death. This rebellion against the house of David was fully settled by these acts. It says in 1 Kings chapter 12 and verse 19, So Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. And then in verse 20, It came to pass, when all Israel heard that Jeroboam was returned, that they sent and called him unto the congregation, and made him king over all Israel. There was none that followed the house of David, but the tribe of Judah only. Jeroboam was the son of Nebat, of the tribe of Ephraim. His mother was Zeruah, a widow at the time of our lesson. He was also a young man, Solomon's servant, and worked on the fortifications about Jerusalem. He was a man of valor and industry, for which Solomon gave him charge over all the labor of the house of Joseph. One day, as Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, he was met by the prophet Ahijah, who informed him that because of Solomon's sins, God would take 10 tribes of Israel out of Solomon's hands and give them to him, that he should reign over them, promising that if he would obey God, God would establish his kingdom. Jeroboam, ambitious and destitute of reverence for God, could not await God's time for doing this, but lifted up his hand against Solomon. Solomon became jealous and tried to kill Jeroboam, who fled to Egypt for protection, remaining there until the death of Solomon. Having thus rebelled, Israel made Jeroboam king. Rehoboam first thought of trying to put down this rebellion by war, but when forbidden by Jehovah through Shemaiah to do this, his army returned according to the word of Jehovah. We read in 1 Kings chapter 12, verses 21 through 24. And when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin, 84,000 chosen men that were warriors to fight against the house of Israel and to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam the son of Solomon. But the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, Speak unto Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and unto all the house of Judah, and Benjamin, and the rest of the people, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, Ye shall not go up, nor fight against your brethren, the children of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing is of me. So they hearkened unto the word of Jehovah, and returned, and went their way according to the word of Jehovah. Now let me read 1 Kings 12, verses 25 through 33. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and dwelt therein. And he went out thence and built Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, Now will the kingdom return to the house of David. If this people go up to offer sacrifices in the house of Jehovah at Jerusalem, Then will the heart of the people turn again to their Lord, even unto Rehoboam king of Judah, and they will kill me, and return to Rehoboam king of Judah. Whereupon the king took counsel, and made two calves of gold. And he said unto them, It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And he set one in Bethel, and the other he set in Dan. And this thing became a sin. For the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. And he made houses of high places, and made priests from among all the people that were not of the sons of Levi. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month on the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah. And he went up to the altar, so he did in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calves which he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priest of the high places that he had made. And he went up to the altar which he had made in Bethel on the 15th day of the 8th month, even the month which he had devised of his own heart. And he ordained a feast for the children of Israel, and went up to the altar to burn incense. Now we need to study these verses, because if we do not, we will miss the great lessons all these facts teach. God said to him, And it shall be, if thou art hearken unto all that I command thee, and will walk in my ways, and do that which is right in my eyes, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, then I will be with thee, and build thee a sure house, as I built for David, and will give Israel unto thee, 1 Kings 11:38. By building him a sure house, God meant that he would continue his posterity upon the throne. Jeroboam threw away this great blessing and opportunity by turning at once from the commandments of God. He distrusted God's promise at once and began to establish and solidify his kingdom in his own way and wisdom and in transgression of God's law. He recognized in his own heart the true reason for his establishment of idolatry, but he did not give this reason to the people, as 1 Kings 12:28 shows. He knew as well as any man that Jerusalem was the place of worship. When God led the Israelites out of Egypt, he said, In every place where I record my name will I come unto thee, and I will bless thee, Exodus 20:24. When they should reach Canaan, God promised to choose a place out of all the tribes to put his name there. They were to break down all the altars and destroy all the places used by the nations of that land for worship of idols, and bring their own offerings, sacrifices, and tithes to the place which God would choose for his name. And there must they eat their annual feast. They were forbidden, too, to erect an altar in every place which they should come. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 16, and Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 and 17, where it says, Three times a year shall all the males appear before Jehovah thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, in the feast of weeks, in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before Jehovah empty. Every man shall give as he is able according to the blessing of Jehovah thy God which is given thee. Notice, it was a place God would choose. God chose Jerusalem to put his name there. There was the temple of Solomon and the house of Jehovah. It was there that it was built. In 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 17, Now it was in the heart of David my father to build a house for the name of Jehovah Israel. But Jehovah said to David my father, Whereas it was in thy heart to build a house for my name, thou didst well that it was in thy heart. And then we go on and read how Solomon followed through and built that temple as God had chosen for it to be there. And then we read Jeroboam did the things that he had in his heart. I tell you, the lesson to learn is to do things in the heart of God and not in our own heart.